Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy July. My name is Kristen Kaufman, and I'm the CEO and founder of my company, Alignment Inc. I founded Alignment Inc. about 20 years ago with the intention of helping individuals, groups, and organizations find alignment within themselves, within their organization, and ultimately to their markets. What that's evolved to is a very extensive leadership development and leadership coaching business that spans the globe, and I work with senior level executives and their teams to help them reach their potential, however they define that to be. Each month, I offer up a blog. In most cases, it's a written blog because that's really how it originated at the beginning. But over the last couple of years, my followers have requested that I actually provide my information or my thoughts on a monthly basis in a podcast. So this month, in the month of July, given that it is vacation time and a lot of my followers like to listen to this when they're running errands or driving to and from work, I decided to offer up my thoughts in a podcast. And this month's focus is going to be on what I'm going to call a mid-year, midlife review. And I have 9 things that I wanted to offer up as food for thought that particularly may resonate with those of us who are over the age of 45 or 50. I think when we hit a certain age, we begin to reevaluate our priorities, how we want to spend our time, and ultimately what kind of contribution and or legacy we want to leave once we are either retired or we pass on. And so therefore, what I wanted to do this month is offer up the things that have resonated the most with me over the last couple of weeks as I thought about, what can I share with my followers that perhaps I've integrated into my life that have made the difference? So here we go. The first of these 9 is make the effort to thank someone who has been instrumental in your life and or in your career. In my case, most of you know, I owe a great deal of gratitude to my parents. First of all, Joe and Greta Kaufman were singularly and by far and away the most instrumental people in my life. They taught me my character. They built my character, really. They helped me understand the principles not only to live life but also to build a business that is anchored on integrity and putting other people's needs and services above your own. And Mom and Dad clearly were among my most instrumental people. And of course, they know that, and I thank them profusely before they passed on. And I've, of course, dedicated my books to them. I've written 3 books for those of y'all who are listening to me for the first time. You can find them on my website, but the name of the trilogy is This Seat Taken. And I did, I've dedicated those books really in the memory of my parents. But above and beyond my parents, there are also many other people that have been instrumental in my life. And what I have tried to do, particularly over the last couple of years, is to make an effort to thank them in a written form. I think oftentimes we don't write thank you notes very often anymore. And I'm a big believer that something on paper is hard to get rid of. It's much easier to delete an email. So I make an effort to send a thank you note on a fairly frequent basis to people who have had an impact on my life. So that's the first mid-year, midlife review, if you will, that might resonate with some of you. And I can tell you, you will feel so fulfilled when you share your gratitude with people who have made a difference in your life. The second tip that is something that I take quite seriously, because many of you all know I've faced mortality 3 times in my life so far. So this one is near and dear to my heart. And that is practice self-care every single day. And that is not being selfish, and that's not putting yourself on a pedestal. It truly is putting your oxygen mask on first, as they like to say. And what I do every day, and those of you who follow me and have been participating in my webinars over the last couple of years have heard me say this more than once, I have a ritual every day that I start my day with. I do centering prayer, which is a form of prayer and meditation that I do every day before I even get out of bed. I do that for about 30 minutes. And then I work out. I have joined this amazing organization called E2M. And if you'd like information on any of this, you can certainly request it after listening to this. All you have to do is just fill out the little questionnaire at the bottom, and it'll come to me, and I'll be happy to give you all this information. But E2M is a wonderful online wellness program, and they offer high-intensity workouts every single day. And they have become integral to my life. I get up very early in the morning at 4:30. I have my centering prayer. I'm working out with E2M around 5. And then I get ready for the day. And the third thing that I have actually integrated in the last several months is I'm doing cryotherapy. I had broken my knee last year before I went on my spiritual retreat to Bali, and it's been kind of a slow healing knee. And it was recommended to me that I try cryotherapy. And for those of y'all who don't know what that is, that's that minus 300 degree Fahrenheit nitrogen chamber that you stand in for 3 to 4 minutes, and it's really to help with inflammation, and it is amazing, is what I would say. It has completely shifted the way my leg feels, the way it is healing. It's reduced the swelling. So those are just three things that I do every single day. They're not negotiable. And I often try to integrate a massage or some other kind of yoga practice or a sound bath on a monthly basis. But my daily rituals are the ones that I just shared with. And I think having that self-care every day is really important, especially after a certain age. The third tip or third observation that I'd like to share is travel alone. You know, many of you all who follow me know that I am an ardent global traveler. And since I have not married yet, and I really love to travel, I've gotten very accustomed to traveling alone, and now that too has become something I hold very sacred. Last year I went to Dubai, to Bali, to Bruges, to Lucerne, among other places, and I traveled alone, all by myself. And I was gone 2 to 3 weeks each time, and each time I went, I learned something new about myself, I experienced something new in the world. And really, most importantly, I have built some amazing, long-lasting friendships around the world. So lean into that. For those of you who are kind of skittish about traveling alone, maybe you kind of wade into that by going on a tour group with maybe Abercrombie & Kent or another company like that. But you will learn that it's really kind of fun to travel by yourself, because you just have to worry about yourself and you don't have to worry about pleasing others when you're on a vacation or traveling. The fourth tip, declare what you want. And I will tell you, that seems so basic. And I know when someone told me that several years ago, I kind of rolled my eyes thinking, well, of course I know what I want. But what I hadn't done is I hadn't said it aloud and I hadn't declared what I wanted as if I already had it. And the moment that I started integrating that practice into my daily routine and or monthly routine, I have goals, I have objectives, I declare what it is that I want to accomplish. It's sort of amazing how my success ratio has gone significantly up. It's sort of like my mother used to say, assume the position. It's as if you already are there. So I think declaring what you want, how you want to contribute, what success looks like to you, can basically put those wheels in motion. And I'm a big believer that the universe will rise up to meet you, but we have to declare what it is that we want. The fifth tip or fifth observation is to do something hard. I think oftentimes when we hit a certain age, we begin to coast. And I don't mean that we're lazy, and I don't mean that we are not trying to stretch and grow, as my mother used to say, stretch and grow. But oftentimes we get tired and we can become complacent. And I read recently in an article, actually I think it was in Oprah magazine, that referenced doing something hard. And I'm integrating that into my life. And what that looks like for me is in my workouts, for example, I typically lift 10-pound weights. I'm not lifting 50-pound weights. Well, I'm kind of trying to elevate the weights to 20 or 25 pounds, which, believe it or not, is hard for me, especially depending upon how I'm lifting them, because typically I'm doing upper body when I'm lifting weights. So that might be something that you try to integrate. You just push yourself a little bit harder to do something more difficult than what you had been doing in the past. The other thing that I'm doing this year, which is going to probably throw some of y'all a little bit off kilter when I say this, but I am writing my fourth book, and originally I was planning to follow the same prescriptive that I've done in the past, which is kind of a short story, short essay format. Well, I'm writing a novel, so that's hard. I mean, but I'll tell you, I'm having a blast doing it. I'm building out characters, I'm building out a plot, and I have surrounded myself with people that are encouraging me. So those are the two things that I'm integrating into my life that are something hard. And I would ask you to think about what could you do that would stretch you out of your comfort zone. The next tip is to learn something new. So it's great to do something hard, but I also want to learn something new. And that could be a language. That could be taking up piano again. That could be taking up a new type of exercise like Tai Chi or Pilates. But I'm going to do something and learn something new. And, you know, part of that for me is, again, writing this novel is something new for me, completely new for me. Some of the exercises that I'm doing, like I have done Tai Chi in the past, but I've never really mastered Tai Chi, if you ever do master Tai Chi, but I am learning that exercise format again as well. So again, I'm challenging all of us to just pick something that you want to learn and make that your goal over the next year or so to learn that. The next tip, and this will not be a surprise to those of you who follow me, but I definitely think it's worth adding to this list, is we need to get our house in order. And I know I've written a few blogs referencing this in the past, but this is what I mean by that is, you know, get your will in order, get your DNR in order, get your long-term care plan in order. And I have recently completely updated my will, and I have assigned, you know, my executors, and I am, you know, pulling together. I've actually paid for my cremation. I've written my funeral. I've written my obituary. I mean, it sounds morbid, I know, but you just never know. And this way, when the time comes, because as my dad says, none of us are getting out of here alive, it's all buttoned up. It is completely buttoned up. It is all put together with my attorneys and in my safe, or it will be. I should say it isn't completely done yet, but it will be. And that way, when or if something unexpected happens, the people who are in charge of taking care of me will have a list that they just have to follow to make sure that everything gets executed the way it needs to be executed. But I definitely think it is worth getting that in order if you haven't done that already. And by the way, I had my entire will, trust, etc. formulated before I was age 30. So it's not like you have to be 45, 50, or 60 years old to do this. I actually had our entire family had our stuff pulled together when I was 30, and I'm just now, you know, trying to keep it updated. So because things, of course, have changed over the last 30 years. The laws have changed. My situation and portfolio has changed, et cetera. Okay, the second to the last insight that I'll share, and this is, again, not anything new for those of you who have followed me, but definitely something worth mentioning. I am an advocate of a man by the name of Chip Connelly. Chip Connelly was one of the senior level executives with Airbnb. He was a very successful hospitality entrepreneur, and he has since formed an organization called the Modern Elder Academy, or MEA. And there are two campuses, one in Baja and one in Santa Fe. And he hosts these weekly workshops, retreats, you can call them whatever you want. And they're geared for people who are doing a reboot. They're either wanting to shift careers, or maybe they are hitting a certain age and they're wanting to reinvent themselves, or maybe they're wanting to chart into a new, completely new area of their life. If you do not know who Chip Connelly is, you can Google him. He has a marvelous blog that he sends out every day, and believe it or not, I read it every single day because it is so empowering and so insightful. But I would recommend looking into the Modern Elder Academy, look into Chip Connelly, maybe subscribe to his blog. You would not regret it, I don't believe. It definitely, I don't think I've read one blog that he has written that does not resonate with me. And that possibly is because I am an entrepreneur, I am over a certain age, but I'm also incredibly introspective, and I'm always trying to push the envelope for my own personal growth and spiritual growth, and I think he does the same as well. And the last tip or insight that I'd like to share today is to just let go. And I know that that was a common music lyric a few years ago, you know, let it go, let it go, let it go. That song actually got on my nerves after a while. But I have learned over the last, I guess probably since COVID, but definitely in the last 6 months, because of the tragedy or the really the devastation that happened in my home and how I've had to just lean into getting it repaired, and the insurance companies were less than cooperative. I have since changed insurance agents and insurance companies. And if you want insight on that, I'm happy to give it to you, because I love my new current insurance agent and the company. They have been amazing. But I had to let go. I had to realize that the universe was in charge, and the only thing that I was in charge of was my response to what was happening. And the moment that I leaned into that and just let it go, it was sort of amazing how there really was a peace that passed all understanding, that things just began to work out. It's taken me 7 months to get my house restored and put back together, and we're still working on replacing the 7 large trees that were knocked down by the tornado, which, as you can imagine, some of the trees will be, they are simply not replaceable because they were 100-year-old trees. Some of them are, but it's very expensive, and I've only replaced 2 of them, and I think I'm going to stop right now for those 2, just because that's just all I can do for right now. But I'm just offering that last insight of letting go for those of us who are perhaps mid-year or midlife. Maybe we're not where we want to be. Maybe we're just getting started on where we want to go. Maybe we are reevaluating everything that we have done up until now. Maybe you're facing challenges like I have the last 6 or 7 months. Whatever it is, I can say without any hesitation and with absolutely not a quiver of doubt, when we let go of the reins, things always have a way of working out. And it doesn't mean that we don't take responsibility and we don't work toward, fixing things, etc. But we let go of the outcome and we focus on what we can do to lift our sails, and the wind will the wind's going to blow one way or the other. It's just a matter of how we leverage the wind, aka our sails. So with that, those were the 9 things that I wanted to share here in our mid-year, and I'm going to call it also my midlife podcast today. Again, my name is Kristen Kaufman. I'm so grateful that you all joined me today. If you want more information on anything that I've just shared with you, feel free to just comment below. There's a little box where you can sign in and give me whatever insight or perspective you have. Or if you want to just reach out to me directly, I'm at kristenkaufman.com. That is my website. And there is a contact form that you can fill out and give me whatever feedback you have. You can also find me on social media. I'm on every single platform, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and it's under Kristen Kaufman or Kristen Kaufman and Alignment Inc. So with that, make it a fabulous mid-year month of July. And again, thank you so much for joining today. And I will be back in front of you either in podcast form or in blog form in the month of August. Make it a great summer and a wonderful July.